Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. The How It Ends podcast is an exploration of daily life and the imprint it leaves on our memory and consciousness. This podcast is made by me, Micah Jones, with some help from my two closest friends, Elia Cabral and Devin Williams. I'm not sure where this journey will take me, so follow along as I try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. I'm releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening.
Hey, did you make it?
Yep, I'm here. Good old Wyoming.
How is it?
Oh, is that the cat burglar?
Busted.
What?
Hey, I need to talk to him really quick.
Okay, Devin, Micah wants to...
Sure.
Hey, what up, cat burglar? What are you doing?
Hey, listen, I needed a partner in crime solving and you weren't home, so found the next best person.
Yeah, well, I'm on my way out, but I want to let you know that you will have a safe trip, I hope, and I'll leave a list of adoptable cats taped to your door upon your return.
Okay, I get it. I'll see you soon.
Seriously, though, please be safe.
You know I will.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Later, Elia.
Bye, I'll see you. What did you do to her cat?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh, well, what the fuck am I doing here? Was this a stupid idea? This was a stupid idea.
It's not stupid, but if you don't feel safe, just turn around, go back to the airport. I will come and pick you up, like, whenever. And, you know, you can just call that woman again and have her mail you the package.
I don't feel unsafe. I just feel stupid. This is so extra, you know? It's not me. I don't act like this, you know? This is your lane.
Wow, rude.
Oh, sorry.
Don't recall I ever flew to Wyoming for anything, but...
Fair enough.
Please don't call yourself stupid, because you're the least stupid person I know, including myself, especially myself.
Hey, stop that.
What can I do to make you feel better?
Just talk to me, you know? Kind of tripping out here. Give me some grounding in reality. What are you up to right now?
I am lying in bed eating a whole bag of smart food by myself. I'm living the dream.
She is beauty. She is grace.
Wow. Didn't take you too long to snap out of your funk.
What can I say? You make it easy.
Listen, the last time I ate was yesterday at 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
For my shift meal. Plus, I worked till 3 a.m., and now here I am awake before noon. So, you're lucky I can even form coherent words right now.
All right, well, before noon, to what do I owe the honor?
I'm taking the food business class downtown, so, you know, had to wake up.
Oh, I was actually being sarcastic, but okay.
Oh, I get it. Ha 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 ha, so funny.
No, I mean, that's not how I meant it. But, how's the class going? Are you learning anything new?
Yeah, you know, we learned a lot of the stuff in culinary school, but it was just so long ago, so it's good for a refresher.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I've been working in the kitchen for so long, and I still love it, but it's fun to put my business lady hat on for a change.
Business lady hat.
Yeah, I mean, I practically run that place anyway, so.
Right on, true. Well, you know, if you need some sweet graphics for your food truck, you know where to find me.
Graphics, website, menu design, t-shirts, hats, aprons, it's all right on your plate, my friend.
Right. Okay, well, cool. And for the low down payment of a lifetime supply of free food, so.
I mean, yeah, so I give you and Micah free food all the time anyway, so nothing changes on my end. So yeah, that deal works out great for me.
Well, tell me more about the class. You making any friends or eating lunch alone in the bathroom stall?
Oh, wow. Look who's got jokes today.
Yeah.
There's this one really nice woman who sits next to me. Her name is Joanna, and she recently retired, and now she wants to start an online bakery.
Mm.
Holy shit, Devin, actually. She brought in peanut butter brownies last week for us all to try, and they were so good that I died, and then I came back to life again. Just so I could eat more brownies. Like, they were incredible. You would have loved them.
I could see that.
Who else is cool? There's this guy, Kieran. He's kind of got, like, an Anthony Bourdain vibe going for him. He's got a family recipe for liqueur that he wants to bottle. And he's actually bringing in samples, too, either this week or next week. So we'll get to try that and see how it is.
That'll be a fun class.
Yeah. There's, like, a couple that's doing, like, some organic pureed baby food.
Elia, come on.
No, I'm joking. Everyone's cool, you know. Those are kind of the only people who really have a fully fleshed out idea. Mm. Some people are just there to get their wheels turning.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, you know, I'm glad you're enjoying it and making the moves towards your dream. Check you out, boss lady. Proud of you.
Ew, feelings, yuck.
Oh. You're unbearable.
No. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate it.
Well, love you too, well. So, hey, these roads are kind of starting to get a little curvy and tricky over
here. Ha, same.
All right. Don't distract me. I'm going to hang up so I can concentrate. Talk to you later.
Yeah, drive safe. Good luck. And let me know as soon as you get there, okay?
Will do. Hey, thanks for talking me down, huh?
Yeah. Anytime. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to the Devil's Tower Lodge. Are we checking in today?
Yeah, hi. You must be Shirley. We spoke on the phone a while ago. My name is Devin Williams, and I believe you have a package for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't the person you were expecting, were you?
Well, bless your heart, you are not.
Yeah, that's okay. It's what I was kind of trying to explain on the phone. I've never been here before. Someone came here and checked in under my name with my information, as you can see here.
But why? Is this identity theft? Should I call the police?
Well, I'm really not sure what we would tell them, to be honest. You know, they didn't actually steal my identity. You know, they didn't take my credit card info or use it for anything like that. So, you know, basically they're just using my name as a pseudonym.
I am so sorry this happened to you at my business, sir.
You know, it's all right, Shirley. It's not the first time this person has done it, and you're not the first business they've done it to. So, frankly, I just needed to come here and, I don't know, see what happened. Find out some more information.
Mr. Williams, how about I get you set up in your room, and then we can meet in the cafe in half an hour. The coffee's on me.
You know, that sounds great. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Shirley. Hey again. Well, thanks so much for the coffee.
Please, it's the least I can do. I just feel terrible about what happened.
No. Don't apologize. You know, you couldn't have known. And, really, at this point, just any information you would have on this person would be really helpful.
Of course. So, I checked him in. I speak to a lot of people every day.
Sure.
Travelers, obviously, they're tired. Sometimes they're badly jet-lagged. Sometimes they're extremely stressed and rude. Everyone is off their normal routines.
I imagine.
Point being, when they say or do something that's kind of weird or inexplicable, I generally just ignore it. But after you called, I was kind of racking my brain for any signs that I could have possibly missed from this person.
And did you think of anything?
I did. It might be nothing, but when I asked him how many people he was checking in, he said two, but then quickly corrected himself and said one.
Okay.
I didn't think anything of it because, again, stuff like this happens every day. But like I told you on the phone, I wasn't here when he checked out. My employee Carmen was. So I asked her if she remembered anything. She's right over there if you want to talk to her directly. She said nothing seemed funny, but what she did say was that they checked out and paid cash and left without any kind of further incident.
They?
Yeah, same reaction. She said there were two men, and so I asked her to describe them to me. One sounds like it was the same man I checked in. Really nondescript, blonde, late 20s to early 30s, maybe, with a hat and glasses, sort of short. Plus, there was another man who was wearing a college sweatshirt.
And did she remember what the other guy looked like, or which college sweatshirt was from?
No, she couldn't remember any of the details. The same gentleman who actually talked to her when he checked out was the same one that I talked to when he checked in. The other man was just kind of in the background, and she only, you know, just saw him when they were leaving together. Would you like to talk to her directly?
You know what? No. No thanks. I appreciate you going through this trouble, you know, and, yeah, right now, I think I'm just going to go back to my room for a bit, if you don't mind. Thanks again.
Mr. Williams?
Yes?
I have your package.
Oh, right, of course. Hey, Shirley, actually, one more question.
Of course.
Did this person have all of my information? I mean, like, the phone number you used to call me and my address, did they give that to you?
We don't ask for addresses on check-in, generally speaking, and since they paid cash, we had no reason to. That I only knew from what was written on the package. But yes, they did have and give us your phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Shirley. Hey, folks. So, I'm just going to go ahead and state the obvious here. I'm thinking it. Ellie's thinking it. I'm sure you're all probably thinking it, too. I mean, it's really the most obvious conclusion here. We all thought this was Luke, right? I mean, it could be. But I'm not as confident about that as I was a few hours ago. Who could he be working with? Who was that guy? And if it is Luke, I mean, why send this stuff and be so, you know, cryptic and weird about it with the packages and then call Micah on the phone? Okay, well, I don't have my partner Mulder here to help me out with this, so let's see what's behind door number two. Well, there are two tarot cards in here. The Tower and the Devil. A little on the nose. I guess since this package has no return address, I'm supposing it was supposed to be kind of a subtle clue here, guiding me to this location. Well, joke's on you, smooth criminal. You forgot to include postage. Let that be a lesson to you. Well, no surprise there. Postcard from Wyoming. This is almost laughable now that I'm here. Let's see what else. Alrighty. More of these ripped out notepad papers like the last box. Some of them have more zodiac symbols on them. Or look like that anyway. And then some just have shapes. I'm getting lazy. There's a triangle on this one. Well, more for Elia when I get back. And she'll really know about this. There's a crystal in here. She's going to be psyched. I may be reading too much into this. Well, maybe not, but maybe? Anyway. The crystal is cut in a way that kind of looks like Devil's Tower itself. For those of you who don't know, Devil's Tower isn't just the town I'm in here in Wyoming, but it's also the name of this really cool natural rock formation. No shade, but it's probably pretty much the only reason why people come out this way in the first place. How do I describe? Devil's Tower is a super tall butte, or for my fellow city folks, it's like a skyscraper size giant rock. Vertical on the sides with a flat top. You know that movie from the 70s, Close Encounters? Yeah. It was the structure Richard Dreyfuss was totally obsessed with. He made like a model of it out of mashed potatoes or something. Neglected his family and shit. So this crystal is cut in a similar way. Flat bottom, six flat sides. The only difference is that this crystal comes to a point at the top. Let's see. There's a wolf figurine in here. All black, howling at the moon. Kind of like one you'd get in a gift shop at the zoo. Wait a second, hold on. Okay, so you remember that website, Eat at Jim's, the Tumblr page with all the random images? I thought there was an image of an all-black wolf, like this figurine, and just sparked my memory. But now that I think about it, it wasn't actually a wolf. It was an all-black bear. But the bear has the Ursa Minor constellation drawn over it. And, yep, okay. So I thought I saw this billboard on my way here. Devil's Tower is, basically a great place to get a clear view of the constellations, including Ursa Major, the Great Bear. I see what you did there. There's one last thing in here. Piece of paper with an excerpt from a poem. High up, crowning the grassy summit of a swelling mound whose sides are wooded near the base, with the gnarled trees of the primeval forest, stands the old chateau of my ancestors. It's from The Alchemist by H.P. Lovecraft. Interesting. Well, again, for those of you who don't know, H.P. Lovecraft was a horror writer from the early 1900s. He was born and lived and died in our fair city, Providence. He was also a virulent racist, so there's that. So, we've got two boxes. Both boxes contain essentially three things. One, clues about where the boxes came from. Two, some cryptic-ass shit drawn on notepad paper. Seemingly the same notepad. Three, a quote from some old-timey work of fiction that's also creepy as fuck. probably written by a racist. But anyway. Oh, and I guess item four would be this website with its nonsensical URL, edithgems.com, which also has images and seems to be clues linking these locations. I'm going to check with Micah, make sure she's cool with it, but remember that Google Voice number she set up last year, asking for listeners to call in with stories? Well, if any of you are able to, you know, check out the website and think about the clues I've been getting in these boxes, let me know. I mean, if there's one thing that can always be counted on, it's the hive mind. Hi, yes. I'd like to book a flight. I prefer TF Green, but if I can leave sooner on a flight to Boston, I'll take it. Uh-huh. As soon as possible. Tonight, if you have anything. Anything sooner? I can be at the airport in 2 hours. Okay, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.